Senior story, now is the time. Chapter 4, The Red Marker. After dinner, Josh went to his room to think about what his dad just told him. Time is like money. You get a certain amount to spend every day. If you choose carefully how you spend it, you will gain many things, not always things you can see, but hidden things like a life full of great friends. You'll learn what things leave you feeling full of joy and meaning, and what things leave you feeling empty and useless. The voice said not to let my time account get to zero, but I don't even know how much I have to start with. So how can I know if it's almost gone? Josh was thinking out loud. The more he thought about this, the more worried he became.
Learn the secret of the red marker,
the voice had said at the end of the movie. Josh pulled out the DVD every 8-year-old was given after the movie and put it in his laptop. It was the complete version of all the clips of people, places, and things, some of which they had seen on the screen. But it was a little different. There was no voice. It just had the words it had spoken written at the beginning. And the clips contained sound, so he could hear bits of conversation, nature sounds, cars, laughter, and more. But the most significant difference was the bar at the right. The red marker was not moving up or down. It just stayed right in the middle. Huh. I wonder if this is a bad copy, he thought. He called Rudy. Hey, Rudy, did you look at your DVD yet? He could hear Rudy's Xbox in the background. What? Answered Rudy. The DVD. Did you look at it yet? Why would I watch such a boring movie twice in one day? Are you crazy? Asked Rudy. Just play it for 30 seconds. I think I got a bad copy. Okay, just a second. Rudy found his copy and started it. So, what's the problem, Josh? Look at your bar on the right. The red marker on mine isn't moving. Is yours? Nope, said Rudy. Is that all you want? Yeah, thanks. Bye. Rudy went back to his game. But Josh stared at the screen and watched the marker as each clip played.